Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dinners with Ruth, a memoir on the power of friendships by Nina Totenberg, read by the author, with music performed by her late father, virtuoso violinist Roman Totenberg.
To my husband, David, who put up with all the late nights of writing this book and then apologized for talking me into it. Prologue. Bouillabaisse for Ruth. With Ruth, I always thought there would be a next time. For more than 20 years, she had defied not one, but three bouts of cancer, not to mention other medical complications from bowel obstructions to shingles. And after each hospital stay, she had always come home. Her endurance, her will to live, even her plain old-fashioned grit, were just unmatched. After one surgery, when most of us would have been pushing the nursing station call button, she drafted a major speech. She even participated in Supreme Court oral arguments from her hospital bed. In fact, it was so much more than her repeated resurgence in the face of illness. For nearly 50 years, Ruth and I had knit ourselves ever more tightly into the fabric of each other's lives. Aside from my two sisters and my National Public Radio sisters, she was my longest-serving friend. She was loyal, clear-eyed, and deadpan funny. Although she enjoyed becoming an icon in her 80s, she enjoyed far more watching other people perform. Still, she and I performed well together. I've lost count of all the times that I interviewed her on stage. It helped that we were personal friends long before our professional lives propelled us into the spotlight. We first met over the phone in 1971. Ruth was a law professor in New Jersey. I was a print reporter. National Public Radio was in my future, but I would not be hired there for another 4 years, and nearly 22 years would pass before Ruth was appointed to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. Through everything, we could, and did, keep our boundaries. The irony is that while work introduced us...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?